running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 12 minutes. There is a station ID at 6 minutes and 5 seconds, then 4-second pauses approximately every 3 minutes for timer resets.
Rain Hamcast podcast number 113 follows in 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with Rain Hamcast podcast number 113 for April 20th, 2024. Bob Heil, K9EID, was the only microphone manufacturer to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bob passed on February 28, 2024. This is our third and final excerpt from Hap Holly, KC9RP's hour-long conversation with Bob, conducted in 2018. At the end of part two of Hap's interview, Bob talked about the importance of parametric equalization in the audio chain of your ham station and computer.
Neolisa's Multimix 8 has all of that for $100. So you want to make sure you have USB out, and you want to make sure you have parametric EQ on at least one of the mic channels. Here we are in the mid-range, and it's just like dialing up your radio. I'm going to take it down to 120 cycles. Now we're dealing just with the mid-range. There's 120, here's 150, here's 800, 900, 1K, 2K, 2.5K, and it sweeps. I'm going to go from 4K back down to 120 as I listen to what happens. You'll hear it sweep. Here we go again. And it's taking all of those frequencies in a dial, just like your radio. And you want to leave it around 2 to 2.5K. You can hear the magic spot. I had a guy call me today. He's got a nasally sound in his own voice. I said, you want a parametric equalizer, and you want to take 800 cycles out of it. Because what you are listening to right now, I've punched up 800, and that's a real nasally sound. He wants to take that out so we can go in here and notch it out, and it's gone. So the parametric equalizer is really cool. But normally it's going to sit around 2 to 2.5K. Put your bass where you want it. How sweet. All of our hosts on Ham Nation, everybody at Leo's Network, we use Elisa's Multimix 8. Because of this reason, and we can dial up we want, but we don't monkey with that much. Once you dial up your voice, you leave it. But it has USB out, and that is the answer to putting any kind of audio into a computer. Not anymore. This is a marvelous little piece. It's lightweight, but man, it's great, and it sounds good. And got them for the Kenwood and the Yaesu and the ICOMs and all that. Really proud of it, called the HTH Heil headset. It really does the job. We're really happy with that. And that's what you're listening to here. We hooked up on Skype, and if I didn't have that, I'd have to go back to their other microphone. Let me see what that does. That'd be interesting. Let me dial it up. Let's go over here. I'm going to dial up their onboard microphone, which is a silly little Electra. But here's what you get. When you buy it, this is it. There's a built-in microphone. But my God, the whole room's echoing. And there again, it's the same conditions as we heard with the condenser a while ago. You don't want to do that. I hear a lot of YouTube things, and it just drives me nuts because they're using this condenser microphone is in the computer. Well, the meter's moving. We got to get this back. I'm turning this off. It drives me crazy.
Quite a difference, right, Hap?
Annoyingly so.
Yes. And you hear guys like that. Well, Joe said I sound fine. I get that all the time, and I've been talking to him for 12 years. Well, yeah, but come on, listen. What did I tell you in the beginning? Listening is an art of really dissecting what you hear. Hearing is everybody hears. I don't care. But you have to listen, and then you really have something going on, that's for sure. But there's just so many things
about audio that people, I think they just plain misunderstand. And there's a lot of guys spinning the wrong stuff. So that's the other thing, is they're not hearing the right thing. One other thing we didn't talk about were handy-talky headphones. Headphones in general, it's just amazing. No one has a decent headphone microphone for handy-talky. They're all junk. They're Chinese garbage, and I'm not afraid to tell you that because you know it. Everybody knows it, but we have to take what we get. Not anymore. This is a marvelous little piece. It's lightweight, but man, it's great, and it sounds good. Got them for the Kenwood and the Yaesu and the ICOMs and all that. Really proud of it, called the HTH Heil headset. It really does the job. We're really happy with that.
We're in the home stretch of our time with the late Bob Heil, K9 EID, the only microphone manufacturer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll conclude this, our third and final excerpt from Hap Holly, KC9RP's hour-long conversation with Bob after station ID. This is Rain Hamcast Podcast number 113. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
It's got an inline push-to-talk switch. Clip it on your waist or belt or whatever. And plug her in and really hear nice things. And the microphone sounds so good. So I'm happy with that. The Pro 7 is amazing. It's 26 dB of noise cancellation, passive. That's number one. It has an incredible speaker system. I tuned the speaker cavities just like I did the big speakers, just like Paul Klipsch taught me years ago. We tune the cavity and the speaker together. You can even use it with your earbuds if you have a hearing loss and you have a hearing aid. You know, you can't do that. You put a headset on, it's going to feedback and you're in trouble. Not the Pro 7. It's great. And it has interchangeable microphones. It's very comfortable. Most all of the big shows this year, like Navassa, Spratly, Baker, all those had Heil Pro 7s with them, and we're very proud of that. But they have to have quality when they go out and do these de-expeditions, and we've been the leader in that de-expedition thing for 35 years. But if you haven't seen or heard of a Pro 7, go to your dealer and take a listen. You'll take it home with you, because they're only like $260. That's the other thing. Half the cost of some of these other clowns. So we're very excited about that.
I have friends who ride motorcycles, and of course they're wearing the helmets, as they should. But they want to have some kind of a headset with Bluetooth that they could use on their HTs.
That's a toughie. And it is a toughie because Bluetooth especially. I hate Bluetooth. I hate the name. I hate the technology. And when you marry it with a condition like that, you really got yourself a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that it's like a condenser. It has a lot of gain. But the Bluetooth itself, you think about this a minute, they have what I call a lot of bubbly. Everything underneath is bubble. It's not analog. It's not clean. You marry that with wind noise. Oh, buddy, you got yourself a real problem. I know what they're going to tell me. Yeah, but I want to be able to talk to my buddies. We might be coming up with something. I have it on the old bench, and it could be something very cool. I'm building a wireless system that could be used on headsets first, microphone second. However, it's analog RF. There ain't no digi-widgies and no bubbly-bubblies. I'm very happy. I think it's going to work. We're about ready to take it out to beta test, but it works in my lab and on my station down in the Ozarks where my lab is. It's wonderful. But Bluetooth is not the answer. I know what they're going to tell you. Yeah, but there isn't anything else. That's right. But you got to live with it. But I think you'll agree with me about this, what I'm talking about. It's all bubbly, bubbly. And that's a real bear. Oh, man, it's a bear. So those are things that we have to just think about. Do what you have to do to make it work.
And that's it for our tribute to the late Bob Heil, canine EID, who sold well over 100,000 Heil Sound microphones during his illustrious audio career. If you open up a modern-day ham transceiver, chances are you'll find some of Bob's handiwork in the audio section, and you may discover his HC elements in the microphone plugged into your bass or mobile transceiver. By the way, I'm using a Heil PR40 mic as you hear this script. 73, Bob, you will be sorely missed. You can catch all three parts of HAP's 2018 hour-long interview with the late Bob Heil, K9 EID, on therainreport.com, archive.org, wherever your favorite podcasts are, and on your favorite smart speaker. You can verbally say, "Alexa, play the Rain Hamcast podcast," and Alexa, Ziggy, or whatever you call it, should play the current podcast. This was number 113. Be advised your smart device probably won't let you specify which archived Rain podcast you want to listen to. If yours does, please let us know how. Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, edits and produces this bi-weekly ham radio podcast without monetization. Your support via PayPal and your feedback on therainreport.com are appreciated. Rain programming is made available and is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks to Tom Shimizu, N9JDI, for posting a not-for-broadcast version of these podcasts via the Rain Report channel on YouTube. Very 73 from all of us with Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Keep on hamming!